There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Is it so cold that some schools in Minnesota just are closing today? There is a number of them in northwest Minnesota. I'd like to call it the North Dakota influence that have said, closing, that's a little too much. We're going to just start a little bit late. But the Twin City schools, Anoka, and a few others, they're just flat out closing. Now, Todd, you grew up down there in the Twin Cities. Did school ever close because it was too cold when you were a kid?
Not because it was too cold. I remember 2 days when the Minneapolis public school system closed. One was there was a big sheet of ice, really thick sheet of ice, like over everything. Nobody was getting anywhere. The other one was like one of those couple of foot snowfalls that, and the winds were just nuts. But for just cold, no.
Well, it's colder in North Dakota, actually, but there's not any North Dakota schools that I know of that are closed because of cold. So, who's doing this right, I guess, is what I would ask our fine listeners. This is the program we call What's on Your Mind, and that's what's on my mind, that we've come to a place in Minnesota that should be able to handle cold. I get in Washington, D.C. yesterday almost in total gridlock because of a few snowflakes. I mean, this is just idiotic. You know, we laugh at that stuff, but this is Minnesota. This is our neighbor, Minnesota. So have they got it right? I'm saying, oh, it's too cold. We just, help me understand the logic of it's too cold for school. Oh, Scott, come on. What would happen if schools didn't close and then some child froze to death and then there'd be liability? Well, parents, maybe a little extra caution, maybe an extra scarf, mittens. Tell you what, I'll bring you today. I'll pick you up today. Well, you know. There's the school bus. Why? I don't, doesn't compute with me. Schools across Minnesota closing or running late because of the cold. Should North Dakota schools follow suit, or does Minnesota need to toughen up? How cold is too cold for school? And why now? What is it with 2014, 2015? This happened last year. Remember, in fact, there was a statewide order last year. Mark Dayton, the governor of Minnesota, must have gotten enough guff about it that he didn't pull that this time. He said, not going to do it. Leave it school by school. There's a novel concept. We'll just leave it up to people to decide for themselves. I just don't get this. I really don't. I'm a little perplexed by these headlines. There are bigger stories out there for sure, but this one perplexes me a little bit. Nationally, internationally, a brutal terror attack. Have you seen the footage of this? I'd call it a military-style execution is what I'd call it, terrorist attack. And let's call it what it is, a terrorist attack, because this newspaper in France, or magazine, I guess, targeted because of the fact that they have over the years published some of these cartoons of Muhammad. Again, so to go to this level of violence over disagreeing editorially with a cartoon is just, it's terrorism. Cold-blooded terrorism. And another stark, sad reminder that it is among us, albeit across the big pond in this case. Guests on the program today, we call What's on Your Mind. We will have, at the bottom of this hour, a little bit of an early start to our weekly talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer. He'll join us on the program today for a full hour to take your questions on any and all topics. Big news is the fact that the Keystone XL pipeline is the first order of business by the new Congress. And the president quickly follows suit by saying he'll veto it. What did you make of that? We're going to talk about that with Congressman Cramer. And also some calls to him the last couple of weeks about whether or not John Boehner would survive as speaker, despite the fact a number of people did vote against him, not enough, in a very disorganized way. He remains as speaker, but there was a fair amount of folks that voted for somebody else. What do you make of that? I'm going to just say something on that quickly, and we can talk more about it when Congressman Cramer is here. I think the better way for conservatives to influence fellow Republicans is to do it in the tent rather than outside the tent. You know what I mean? I think you have a better chance of, in other words, if I think, let's take Louis Gohmert as an example. Okay, Louis Gohmert didn't like John Boehner, wanted to run against him. I think he ended up with 3 votes. Okay, well, that in my mind, lessens the influence of Louis Gohmert. I mean, there's less people that are going to say, Louis Gohmert's got it right when the guy can only muster 3 votes for Speaker of the House. I think Louis Gohmert or others, Steve King, other folks that are in disagreement with the leadership of the Republican Party, should do it within the Republican Party and do it in a block, if you will, of the more conservative wing and exert some influence. Because this fracture nature of how they're doing it, you know, it's not accomplishing anything. And I think the influence is waning. So I would say for folks that don't like John Boehner and don't think Republican leadership is conservative enough, don't you think a better way would be to organize? You know, you gotta govern. You know what I mean? You gotta show some ability to be able to get it done. You just can't be against stuff. And I think a better way to do that would be to get those conservative voices speaking as one and better influence the leadership. That's my take, because this is a little embarrassing for the conservative wing of the Republican Party, in my view. Want your take on that as well. Also, Rich Wardner will be here. We've chatted recently with Al Carlson for a preview to the session. We've had Max Schneider was on yesterday, the Democratic leader in the Senate, Rich Wardner, Republican from Dickinson, the Republican leader. We'll talk about the legislative session, the governor's address. It'll be here about 10:30 today. In the meantime, just have at it. What's on your mind? Schools closing, a terrorist attack in France, the new legislative session, the votes in Congress. Have at it, folks, and help me understand why it's too cold for school. I don't get that. Bill in Wahpeton might have an answer. Bill, what do you think?
I drive bus down here, and with North Dakota, Minnesota being so rural, a lot of our farm kids walk a block or 2 blocks out to the road from the farmhouse and stand there and wait for the bus. The same thing happens with your in-town kids. There's certain pickup points where maybe 5 different families send their kids a block, 2 blocks away, and those kids stand there at a bus stop and wait for the bus. Well, when the temperatures get so severe that you can freeze flesh in 5 to 8 minutes, you can't have those kids standing outside waiting for buses. And if one person is late on a bus, if that first pickup didn't wake up on time and they're 5 minutes late, well, that makes that whole bus 5 minutes late. That's all I've got.
Okay, now here's my question for you, Bill. Number one, I would think the families would say, well, I'm not going to have you stand out there or walk, you know, the driveway out to the bus pickup. I'll drive you out there. I'll wait for the bus with you. You know, I mean, there's ways to mitigate that rather than say, let's shut down school, isn't there?
A lot of those families, the parents have already taken off for work. They're not there.
Well, I would hope the kids would be more of a priority on a day when it's that cold. Maybe that's silly me. And the other question I have, Bill, is this new? I don't remember schools closing because it was too cold 10, 20, 30 years ago. Why now?
Well, I really can't answer why now, but in the last 5 years, it's happened several times.
It probably is. It's probably more of what you mentioned earlier. Probably more parents with other priorities. I'm not able to disrupt my work schedule to make sure that the kids are warm at the end of the driveway. I don't know. And it's more of a Minnesota thing than a North Dakota thing. I just don't get it. I mean, the scenario you describe, I think, is one you have to take into consideration. I would just hope, family by family, you'd figure that out. You call the neighbors, say, hey, can you pick up our kids, bring them to there, we'll pick up your kids next time, whatever. I don't know. But so, and, you know, the other odd thing here is most of the schools in the cities are the ones closing, so I would think there'd be less of the rural pickups, whereas the Northwestern rural Minnesota schools is more of the 2-hour late kind of, as I look at it today. The list here is pretty long on the delays rather than the closures. And the closures seem to be in the metropolitan area. So that's another one that seems a little strange. Bill, I appreciate your insight, though, as a bus driver, and thanks for sharing that. Boy, kids should be our priorities. I just think any boss who gets a call from an employee to say, you know what, it's really cold out today, and what I'm going to do is be a little bit late, I'll stay a little longer up, you know what, that says, no, you can't do that, wow. What comes first? Tell me.
I had to wait out in that stuff, though.
Well, and again, I get, you know, I mean, if you're talking an extraordinary long period of time, but I just think that's what parents are for.
Okay, but you have a bus pickup time. Be there then. We don't have the kid out there 20 minutes before the bus is even supposed to be there, but.
Yeah. Just time it, or, yeah. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550-studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. A lot of folks weighing in on this on our social media sites, including Facebook. John says, I know this is going to sound bad, but when I was a kid, I don't ever remember not having school because of temps. With that being said, I was talking to a principal friend of mine last year about this. He said kids come to school in sweatshirts in temps like this. The parents are not dressing them properly. What the heck is wrong with some people? Frank says, minus 50. I say my kids aren't going anywhere. We dress them properly for the cold. All right. Well, Frank, if you decide you don't want your kids to go anywhere, you get to make that choice and stay home with them, too. More of your calls on these or other topics. What's on your mind? Tell us, 800-228-0550.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held February 4th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers can get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Senex on the truck bypass Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Frisco Bound tomorrow on the program. Leon Francis will be sitting here in my spot. And I will be winging my way. How about this, a 5 a.m. flight? Oh, don't you love those? You know, the wake-up call is like 3:45 for the 5 a.m. flight. But anyway, we'll be in place and ready to roll for Friday's What's on Your Mind broadcast live from the team headquarters in Plano, Texas, just down the road from the Frisco. And also we'll be doing some reports on Saturday morning as well ahead of the kickoff. And so, gosh, that's going to be fun. Anyway, the First International Bank and Trust Go Bison Studios packed up, ready to roll bright and early tomorrow morning down for Frisco, Texas, along with a whole host of fans that are headed out to take it all in. I was there last year. It is an absolute blast. You have, you know, a huge throng of Bison faithful that descend on Frisco. And the folks in Frisco love it. They just absolutely love it. So it's really cool. Anyway, looking forward to that. And a lot of ground to cover for you on Friday's program. And tomorrow, a guest host in for yours truly. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The folks that are out there supporting the 60,000 jobs from the industry, the $30 billion in economic impact. To find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. All right? Are we having some issues with the phones that I know we can't see who's waiting to chat?
Yeah, the whole, yeah.
Can we not actually?
Apparently not.
What the heck is that?
Ooh, what? Wow. That's an interesting sound.
Yeah. Sound a little Darth Vader-ish.
Must be getting the tin cans and string out. That must be what that is, the sound of an empty tin can.
Yeah, all right. I'll let you work on this, Todd, because you're Todd the radio guy. You can figure out what the heck the deal is, right?
Well, I'm thinking that's a Manny Snurdly issue down there.
In the meantime, we've got a little glitch here on the phones. In the meantime, if you do want to weigh in on how cold is too cold for schools, whether Minnesota has this right and North Dakota's got it wrong, or North Dakota's got it right and Minnesota needs to toughen up, you can.
What did you do back in the day?
I don't ever remember school closing. I grew up in a rural Minnesota school, right? Kindergarten in Laverne, Minnesota, a lot of years in Montevideo, Minnesota. Then I went for a year and a half in South Dakota at Huron and a year and a half in Iowa, down Clarinda, Iowa. And, you know, so we're talking, you know, the Midwest. Did not remember one time ever having schools closed because of the cold. I would venture to say, however, that, you know, that bus driver that called in might have touched on something. Because I bet in this day and age it's more difficult for parents just to disrupt whatever their normal schedule is to make sure that you know, the rural kids in his example get to the end.
Hey, I'm not saying what happened back in my day was right by any means, but I remember we had to wait and wait. And, you know, sometimes that bus was late. I'm not saying it's right, but, you know, if your kids are scheduled to be picked up at, I don't know, 7:15, don't have them out there at 6:55. Wait till 7:14 to get them out there so that they're not standing out there. He's right. We can't have a bunch of kids standing out there forever.
John is calling from Saskatchewan. What are you doing in Saskatchewan when it gets cold? You close down the schools there, John?
Well, I'm a retired teacher, but I think the policy is still the same. We never close. The school never closes, but the buses have a policy, or at least the bus drivers have some discretion where they may not run if they choose not to. But my comment has to do with what kind of education goes on certain days. I remember times when it was so cold where you'd have, say, a class of 20 normally with three or four kids in the class. So as far as teaching and going on to something new, it didn't make much sense. So there were days when perhaps 10 to 20% of the regular number of students showed up because it was so cold, although we never closed. But in terms of what kind of education was going on that day, it became more of a, well, is it a daycare center or a school? So that's my comment. But like I said, we still never closed, but there are some questions about how much education can go on when you have so few students show up.
And again, I don't know what would prevent them from, it's winter, it gets cold. I don't get it. Why would they not show up? John, appreciate the call. James and Hazen, what's your take?
Hey, man. I just want to make kind of a funny correlation here with your cold weather and the education system.
Okay.
It's kind of like teaching Common Core education as well.
Uh-huh.
You got to cater to the weak.
Cater to the weak. So you're saying the weakest link is somebody that's not going to have the proper supervision. So we're gonna shut everything down because we're worried about somebody not having the proper supervision on a very cold day.
Well, kind of. I mean, it's kind of gotten to that point where we can't let kids out and about because it's too cold, and we can't teach math to the highest level because somebody can't keep up with it. So instead of putting somebody in an accelerated program, we hold everybody back. And instead of making everybody go to school when it's cold and they have to learn to go to work on a cold day, we'll just keep everybody home.
Political correctness plague of sorts.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Although I'm a little worried about your extremist propaganda on Common Core.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, did you see that? That this Southern Poverty Law Center, which is a hate, watchdog kind of group, they go out and identify what they call hate groups. Now they put folks that don't like Common Core in a watch category because of their extremist propaganda. And we even have our superintendent of public instruction in North Dakota, Kirsten Baszler, forwarding on this email of concern. Look. You can agree or disagree with folks who have differences about how education ought to be governed. I happen to side more with the fact that the more local, the better, and need to sort this out. Probably would be somewhere in the middle on some of these concerns on Common Core, because I think standards are fine. I think some of these textbooks are gaming the system. Whatever, set my opinions aside. Somebody speaking out about making sure the education system is up to their standards as a tax-paying citizen, that's not extremist propaganda.
No,
that's called
Southern Poverty Law Center is going to put me on their watchdog list, I think I'm in good company then.
But you know what? I expected out of Southern Poverty Law Center. Who cares? They're idiots, right?
That's kind of my thoughts too.
But I worry about is when we take the bait here. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And they're obviously going to try to influence folks like Superintendent Baszler, her forwarding on emails about it, that concerns me a little bit. So And maybe it's just an FYI, just so you know, this is out there. But I mean, I don't think we have anything like that to worry about in North Dakota. These are people with legitimate concerns that ought to be heard.
That's right. Well, you have yourself a good one. Enjoy your cold weather.
You as well. And of course, it's nothing new. If you're a Tea Party conservative, which simply means you have a reverence for the Constitution and the founding fathers, by some of these, folks in the media, mainly, and on the left, you're extremist there too. So let's not take the bait. What do you have in the way of questions for your congressman? The Talk Radio Town Hall is next. Call us at 800-228-0550.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Talk.
time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The NDSU Bison, see if they can pull off a four-peat in the national championship game Saturday, Frisco, Texas. Friday's program will come to you live from the First International Bank and Trust Go Bison Studios down in Frisco, Texas. We'll be at the Marriott in Plano, which is the team hotel, and a lot of buzz, a lot of things happening down there, and big rally on Friday night, and it's just it's a well-organized machine now. The Bison faithful that have been going for now their fourth year in a row have got this down to a science, and we're looking forward to being there and covering it for you on the program. So look forward to that as well. I want to thank our fine sponsors today on the program we call What's on Your Mind. They include the High Plains Apache, the folks that have one focus, and that's sprayers. It's kind of nice when you're in the market for something, in this case a sprayer, or maybe a part for a sprayer, anything to do with the application industry. You know, you go to a resource where they just live and breathe it. You know, that's from the guys in the service shop to the sales crew to the management. They just know it, and they're so proud of the Apache brand, and they should be. You talk to any grower, you say, you know, high resale value. Look at some of the used ones. You know how they keep their value. Best warranty in the business. That light footprint after a wet growing season last year in a lot of parts of this region, that was a lifesaver. So there's a lot to like. And right now at their website, highplainsapache.com, you'll find some news, some use. They also have talk a lot about the ET Ag Center, because I want you to know they have all the parts you need on hand, most likely 50,000 of them. If they don't, they'll get it to your door. Two locations to serve you. Actually, three if we count our South Dakota friends as well, but two North Dakota locations, Fargo and Mandan, right across East Courtside there by the Bonanza across Maine in Mandan. Stop and see him. Tell him Scott and Todd sent you. Check him out online at highplainsapache.com. Congressman Kevin Crane will be here momentarily. Be taking your calls, questions, and comments. And here is the way you can get in. You can call us live and chat with Congressman Kramer on the air at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Email studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. The two big pieces of news, I guess, this week is, number one, Keystone XL Pipeline is going to be voted on in the House and then the Senate, and then go to the President. He said yesterday he'll veto it, so we're going to talk with Congressman Kramer about that. And then there was a coup d'etat against John Boehner. There were 20-some votes against John Boehner, the Speaker of the House. And, you know, I've seen conflicting reports on this because there's one congressman that talks about how they were 6 votes short of a change in the last Congress, and they were 11 yesterday. Yet I've seen, you know, some reports that this is the most votes against the speaker. They were very disjointed. They were all over the place. And a lot of conservatives, Trey Gowdy is my favorite example, voted for Speaker Boehner. So, you know, I don't know what to make of it. But anyway, we'll deal with that as well today on the program. And, of course, some folks saying, well, you know, there's going to be retribution. There's going to be changes. I guess 2 members that voted against him that were scheduled to be on the Rules Committee now have been taken off the Rules Committee. We'll talk with Congressman Kramer about that. We did have a call yesterday, too, that I think was a fair point, saying, hey, what happened on that last vote of the last Congress on the budget in that there wasn't 72 hours for the bill to be reviewed by members of Congress or the public, which was a pledge of Speaker Boehner. I promised to ask that question today as well. And I really hope at some point we can say, okay, enough of the last vote of the last Congress, enough of the Speaker vote. What do we want to get done? What are the top priorities? And let's roll up the sleeves, go to work, and say 2015 forward, what the heck is going to happen? And at some point we can pivot to that as well. Anyway, you can also call 855-200-1776, press extension 1. That'll allow you to leave your message for Congressman Kramer and make sure we get you in, because what happens often is he gets on, we chit-chat a little bit, and then the calls come in. And so I always encourage folks to use that What's on Your Mind hotline to leave your questions or comments, because it assures us to get everybody in. And then you can very succinctly ask your question, and he can succinctly get you an answer, and everybody's happy. We also always welcome emails, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd. Todd loves the texts. We usually do that on Friday, but, you know, as long as you just use them during the show, specifically for questions, and not, you know, email him random thoughts in the middle of the night. That's good. So
yeah, good luck on that one. It's already going on, but that's fine. 226-701-226-8503 if you want to text me. 701-226-8503. It's not the 3 in the morning text that, because I end up missing those anyway. It's the 3 in the morning wake-up call that ends up being kind of like,
Yeah, don't do that. Be North Dakota News.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go.
It's another option for you, and Facebook as well, because we want to give you every opportunity to ask your questions, comments, share your thoughts on the news of the day. Rich Wardner will join us in about an hour, the Senate Majority Leader, Republican from Dickinson, on the new session on the governor's State of the State yesterday as well. And a lot of talk about oil prices. Like the governor said last night on the Legislature Today show with Gary Emmons, said it's just it's everywhere. It's the talk. It's dominating everything. And it is. And it will impact what will be spent and on what in the legislative session. Rich Wardner has some bold proposals for much-needed infrastructure, with or without, the level of activity of 2015 the way it was in 2014. You're still going to have a lot of infrastructure needs. Saw a great piece from the folks in Watford City yesterday about black and white needs today going forward, housing being a prime example. The need for like 7,000 permanent residents, and they have somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 right now. So think of that. And that's where some people see a positive here and a little bit of a slowdown, so a refocus on some of the infrastructure things, because the prices are going to go up and they're going to go down. Activity level, rig counts, up, down. It's going to happen. But it's a long-term play. It's a resource-based play. It's a 5-generational deal, folks. Anyway, let's see here. We're still waiting for Congressman Kramer, am I right? Got an off-air? Okay, so you let me know, Manny, when he's there. And Chris, off-air call, and we'll go to Kirk here. Waiting to weigh in.
Yeah, I was working out of Tioga running a hot oil truck in the 80s when the price of oil got shut down to $7 a barrel. I just been waiting for it to crash a little here in North Dakota. It looks like we're headed that way. I don't think we'll make $7 a barrel, but I don't think it's going to be coming back up for a while. Bye.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of opinions out there on where the floor is. We chatted yesterday with Eugene Grainer on a program that I do for KFIRE and KLTC called Energy Matters. He's testifying here in a little bit over in the House Finance and Tax Committees. What I'm trying to say, Fort Tottenham, 10 a.m. today. And we got a little bit of a preview from him yesterday that he believes the 2015 average price could be in the neighborhood of the 60s is what he's predicting. So he's actually, didn't he say that we'd hit the floor? I thought he said we'd been there when, you know, I think he did. It might go a little bit lower. I can't remember, but I don't think anywhere near what you're talking about. But everybody's got an opinion on it. You don't know. I mean, that's the honest truth. You don't know. You can predict. You can look at past performance. You can look at everything, but you just really don't know. And, that's why, the forecaster are pretty important, but evidently he's predicting, and he's been pretty bearish on the whole oil price thing, and points to the value of the dollar when it skyrockets as it has. The commodities go exactly the opposite way, and that's exactly what's happening right now. So, Kirk in Bismarck wanted to comment on Republican leadership. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, my friend. I was just going to have you help me with a thought that I have. You know, the Republican Party has done a really good job of securing a lot of Tea Party votes, and that's people's opinion, and they're right, and I don't have any problem with it. What I don't understand, well, I think I do, but maybe you understand better. They get to Washington, they get elected, and then not only do they get slammed after this vote, they take their committee chairs away. And I don't know how long do you think this is going to be able to go on, this relationship with the Republicans and the Tea Party, because it seems like they want their votes, but they really don't want to get behind the policies that they came to town for. And those people were being honest. Whether you agree with them or not, they were being honest, and that's what we want. And yet they were pretty much snowballed. And
first of all, we'll talk with Congressman Cramer about this, because, the media loves to call it retaliation. To me, if you're a conservative in a Republican Party caucus, you make a decision. Do I want to influence the leadership as a member of the caucus and trying to get them to effect some change and go about my work that way, or do I want to go rogue, if you will?
What's wrong with going rogue, Vince?
There's nothing going wrong with going rogue. Just let me finish, Kurt, and then you can agree or disagree. There's nothing wrong with going rogue whatsoever, but if you're rogue, then you're not going to be in leadership, and you're not going to have plum assignments. That's just the decision you make.
You just made my argument for me. If they voice their opinion honestly, they don't have a shot at leadership. You just answered my question.
No, that's just the facts, because there's less of them than there are.
The facts. I agree with you.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that's retaliation. That's just a decision. Okay, I don't like the direction of leadership, but I'm going to try to influence them from outside the tent, and go rogue rather than inside the tent. For instance, here's an example I would use, Kurt. During the vote at the end of the last Congress, what Ted Cruz did. Okay, Ted Cruz had a principled position on immigration and a difference of opinion with the leadership on how much of a budget they should do with Harry Reid still in charge of the Senate before they took control. And so he went rogue, and he went rogue kind of stealth-like, okay? And what that ended up happening, causing then, is that Mitch McConnell and John Boehner have to court Democratic votes and actually use the president to get a budget passed. I'd much rather Ted Cruz, who makes a lot of very good points, who has a large constituency, I'd much rather he get in a room with Mitch McConnell and the Republicans and say, okay, here's what I want, here's what you want, let's come to some agreement, and let's do it as Republicans so that we don't have to go, muddle up legislation and put things in there we really don't want to do, because if you do that, then you've got enough votes. It's just, in other words, I honestly believe Ted Cruz, Mitch McConnell, or John Boehner and, Louis Gohmert, if you laid out every priority, they'd probably agree on 90% of things on the end goal, on where we want to get to. Question is, okay, we got a Democratic president, what will he sign, will he not sign, how are we going to get there, how do you step it? I think that's, you know, and there's just different tactics to get there. I personally think it makes more sense to do it in the tent rather than outside the tent because I think you're more effective. And I think yesterday's speaker vote sort of proves that. I don't know if that makes any sense or not, Kurt. If you want to comment, you can on the other side of the break. We're still waiting for Congressman Kramer to call, too. Stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You need a truck? S&S Motors, Watford City's the place. Brent Sanford and his team at S&S Motors are the best. I love my new Ford F-150. Tell you what, did I save a pile? And you can, too, at S&S Motors in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. And if you need a new truck, they'll find it for you. Whatever you want, whatever make, model, and they'll have it delivered. It's a great deal. 701-444-2341, S&S Motors, Watford City. Or stop and see them at 1204 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. You're going to love them.
It's that time of year, the season of falling temperatures, snow-covered peaks, and blanket of white. But with the vibrant colors and latest styles of great brands like the North Face, Patagonia, Burton, Spyder, and Obermeyer, winter fashion is a wonderland. And you'll find all this season's best looks waiting for you at Scheels. So let it snow.
Scheels, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Ebert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
We continue on the program. What's on your mind? Looks like Congressman Kevin Cramer's tied up in a event about the Keystone XL pipeline where they're responding to the president's veto threat. So he'll be joining us. Just don't know exactly when it's going to be. In the meantime, let's talk. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmind.com. Kurt and Bismarck left, so I I take it he didn't have a follow-up, but welcome others as well. By the way, we're brought to you today in part by the Northwest Landowners Association, the good folks that work to obtain fair and equitable compensation for landowners in North Dakota and to assure the sustainability of our precious land for generations to come. The Northwest Landowners Association will be a force at the legislature this year. So if you want to find out more about joining them, NW for Northwest, NWLandowners.com. Working on obtaining fair and equitable compensation for landowners in North Dakota, and again, ensuring the sustainability of the precious land for generations to come. Hard at work, good team of folks, creating a network of information on issues, mineral owners, landowners, operators, occupants, sharing and discussing the development of the resources, wind included, by the way, and just getting more educated to help maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals in a responsible manner. Check them out, NWLandowners.com. Okay, John in Wahpeton is next to go. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Well, I was just listening to you talk to the last caller, and you were talking about going rogue. So that's what doing what the people elect you to do is now. If it's not, if the people elect you to do something and that's not exactly what the leadership wants, then that's going rogue. Is that correct? Because that's the word you use.
No, I mean, I guess I wasn't talking about that. I was talking more about the fact that Louis Gohmert, for example, and in here, and this is sort of inside baseball, but there was a closed meeting among Republicans to decide who ought to be Speaker. And quite honestly, that's a better way to do it because you can do a secret ballot, right? So nobody knows how anybody's voting. And you say, you know, I'm for the guy, I'm not for the guy, or whatever. They did that in closed session. Nobody stepped forward to challenge Boehner, okay? And then there was a little brew here of late, and then the guy that was kind of the poster child for opposition was Louis Gohmert. And I've interviewed Louis Gohmert before. I like the guy. I mean, I think again he's tenacious, goes down there. I love his fighter spirit, everything else. He got three votes. So to me, that's going rogue. That's saying, look, I mean, what Louis Gohmert did in my opinion is diminish his ability to influence the speaker and influence the Republican leadership.
Let's deal with what you were talking about. You were specifically talking about Ted Cruz and that he could have done something, you know, he could have got together with Mitch McConnell and he's got something he wants to do, Mitch McConnell's got something he wants to do, and instead of doing what he did, he could have compromised. Well, you know what the compromise was, and it was just exactly what he wanted. You do a short-term CR to get through this year. You don't compromise with a bunch of people that just got thrown out of office by the people of this country. You do a short-term CR instead of funding the government for a whole year, and you take the people that just got elected out of the equation. And that was the compromise that he tried to get, and they told him to go fishing. So don't tell me he's going rogue. He's the one guy, and Mike Lee, and a few other guys.
Okay, I get it. I get it, John, but what did they accomplish? What did they accomplish? They accomplished Democrats getting more of what they wanted in the bill. That's not a victory. That's not a victory. I mean, I'm with you. I'm with you. I want him to break China. I want him to fix things. But the point is, you have a Democratic president. I don't like it, but we have one. You had at the time of that vote a Democratic leader in the United States Senate. You had one of three branches of government controlled.
You've been whining about that for 4 years, and only do a short-term CR and wait till the new guys come in and then take care of the budget. How hard is that to figure out?
9 months is not exactly a lifetime. They did a budget until September, with the exception of the.
You got all the Republican talking points there.
I don't have one talking point. I could care less. I'm telling you what my opinion is, John. My opinion is, and all I'm saying is, what did they accomplish? That's all I'm saying. See if Scott and where are you calling from, Scott? Ross?
Voss, V-O-S-S. The caller kind of took all my thunder away from me. He kind of said exactly what I said. I agree with him 100%. And when Cruz and Lee have to work in the shadows, they have to do that because McConnell and Boehner are after the conservatives, the good people you wrote about in your Tea Party book. They don't want to work with them. They want to destroy them. And that guy's 100% right. Go short-term. I mean, what's the main thing that you guys should be talking about? how Obamacare is still alive and thriving. I mean, that guy more or less made every point crystal clear. That's the way it should have been done. And I'll get off the air and wait for your response.
All right, Scott. No, I mean, you said it. I think I responded to him the same way. I'll get Mike in here. Mike and Mandan, about half a minute for your comment. Go ahead.
Yeah, just a suggestion for a future show. I'd change the topic a little bit. Maybe get everybody to settle down here. Get Lonnie Wagner, the VA commissioner, on and go over to state, you know, for state VA. He was coming up and what he's expecting and all that stuff.
All right. And what is his position? Sorry?
He's the commissioner of the Veterans Administration, VA for state, Lonnie Wagner.
All right.
The VA commissioner.
Any particular issue or just in general kind of best care?
General, what I'd really like to find out is how come the veteran service officers in the county aren't under the state VA. You know, I'm not accountable for the VA, and I just kind of figure out.
All right, Mike. Appreciate the suggestion. Always appreciate suggestions from listeners. More of your calls when we come back, folks. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20 ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm
realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.